Wednesday, and welcome to Reiki Radio. My name is Yolanda. I am your host, and if this is your first time tuning into Reiki Radio, this show airs every Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That's our time right now. It may change, but regardless, thank you so much for joining us today, for tuning in. And actually, if you are listening online at blogtalkradio.com/Reiki Radio, you can follow the show. And that way you'll receive email updates of when we're going to broadcast. And that'll also let you know which shows are coming up so you can make a note of which episodes you don't want to miss. If you do miss any episodes, you can always listen to the recorded shows in the archives, and you can find that at Blog Talk Radio as well. Or you can also subscribe to our podcast, which is free on iTunes. So if you go to iTunes podcast and look up Reiki Radio, you will find us, and you can listen to the shows that way. So I am really, really excited today. I'm so excited to be here with you, to share with you. It has been a long week since the last time I did the show. One of the things I want to point out first is I am very excited that several of you who actually listen to the show are joining me for the online Oracle Card class, which is beginning next month on August the 12th. I did have 25 spots available, and right before the show today, I looked and there was only one spot left. And I have received several emails from people saying that they really want to join. So I may add 5 more spots tonight. So if you are thinking about joining, I would say to, you know, sign up as soon as possible, because those may fill up, and then after that, I'm not sure when I will offer the class again, because it is an 8-week course. And then I have a special surprise bonus for those of you who are joining, so you'll find out about that on the first day of class. Another thing I wanted to share with you before we start the show is that we have Light Worker Lane webinars once a month. So for those of you out there who are practitioners of any sort, whether you practice Reiki or any other type of energetic technique, you can join us for Light Worker Lane. We have webinars once a month, and they are free. If you want access, you can sign up for the newsletter at yuchi.com. That's yewchi.com. And tomorrow's webinar, we have a special guest. Her name is Sally, and she is also a card reader. But she is coming on tomorrow to share with us a way to get unstuck. So she wants to help us look at, if you are building a spiritual practice or creating a business for yourself, ways to move past any stuck issues that you may have. So that's all about that. Now, today, our show is all about being worthy of love. And this is actually a pretty big, juicy, meaty topic, but I felt it was really important to do because I hear about this topic almost every day with, you know, students and clients and friends, and even in my own life, you know, we all experience relationships and love, and we all have different experiences within that. However, we all share a lot of similarities. So today I really want to focus in on being worthy of love and how we sometimes struggle with believing that we are worthy of love. And it's something that we may not even realize we are struggling with. So today I really want you to connect with yourself and consider what you are like in the realm of relationship, or how you were in past relationships, so that you can work on that energy, maybe heal some of your stuff today, so that you're not carrying that into future relationships, or so that you're not carrying some old energy or old baggage into your current relationship that you're in now. So I do want to invite you to call in if you'd like to share your story. You can call 323-679-0953. Press the number 1 if you would like to share. Or if you're listening online, you can type in anything you would like to share in the online chat room. So when I was thinking about this topic today, one of the things that came to my mind is in a past relationship that I had, and I may have done this more than once, but I know I definitely did it in one of my more recent relationships, is I pushed the person away because, not because I didn't care about them, but because I was in a place in my own life that wasn't perfect. You know, we have these perfect pictures that we create, or these stories that we create. We have expectations of ourselves and of other people. And I was in a space in my life where I, you know, I just wasn't sure of what I wanted to do, where I wanted to be, on and on and on. And I didn't feel like it was fair to have someone else in my space when I really didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I didn't think it was fair to them. So I really didn't give them a choice. I just kind of pushed them away. And looking back on it, I didn't feel that I was really worthy of a relationship at that time because I wasn't in a perfect place in my life, or I wasn't in a comfortable or safe place, or where I wanted to be. So what I have come to realize is that a lot of us do this, and on various levels. You know, I want you to think about a time maybe you were in a relationship and perhaps you started to distance yourself or treat the person differently because of something that was going on in your life at the time that really had nothing to do with your relationship. Or perhaps it was done to you where you thought you were happy within your relationship, but then the other person was going through something challenging in life and they started to distance themselves. Now, a lot of times this can be because we don't know how to manage stress well, or we don't know how to navigate whatever type of changes are going on in our life. And they say that we tend to take things out on the people who are closest to us, right? And, you know, unfortunately, that tends to be true, but it doesn't have to be that way. And a lot of times it is that way only because we don't realize what it is that we are frustrated with, or we don't realize what it is that is bothering us, or what belief or story we are creating and holding on to, and how we're projecting that out into people around us. So I want you to think about that. I want you to think about, you know, if you are in a relationship now, how you are in that relationship, and if any of your behavior in your current relationship is based on old hurt or expectations that you have for yourself, or expectation that you have for your partner. Just consider that. What may those things be? And if they are things that are not serving you and your relationship now, how can you heal that? Now, another thing, when I was thinking about the show today, actually, I was thinking about where this all stems from. You know, these stories that we create and these expectations that we have that are very specific to relationships. And I was wondering, at first I was thinking, is it because of the day and age that we live in now, you know, that our frame of mind and this society that we live in, this world that we live in. So many things have to be, you know, perfect, or our idea of perfect, in order to feel like we are deserving or feel like we are relevant or important in a lot of ways. But then when I was thinking about it, I was like, well, you know, I can remember even like growing up and being younger and people having the expectations or hearing the stories about, you know, men having a certain role of being a provider, and then maybe women having certain roles of being caretakers at home, or, you know, a woman being worthy of love or relationship if she knows how to cook, if she is domesticated, and a man being worthy of a woman if he can provide for her and if he, you know, is well off and all of these things. So it's like these expectations and stories have gone back for so many years, so many generations. And, you know, even in some cultures, you know, the people would have arranged marriages, and those arrangements would be based on, you know, the wealth of the families or what the other person could offer or provide within the marriage. So in thinking of this, I'm like, wow, this has really been passed on generation after generation to some level or some degree, where we are looking at the exchange of love in the form of relationship being based on everything but love itself. So I want you to think about that. I want you to think about what expectation you have of yourself, or what perfect pictures or stories you have created about who you should be, or who you need to be, or where you need to be in life in order to be worthy of love or a relationship. And then I want you to think about what stories or pictures or beliefs you have about what another person needs to be, what they need to bring to the table, what they need to look like, what they need to provide you with in order to be worthy of your love. Now, again, like I said, a lot of times these expectations have nothing to do with love itself. It's kind of like a business arrangement, right? It's like an exchange, but where is the love in that exchange? Now, I'm not saying that our relationships, when we have these expectations, aren't loving. I mean, there is love wrapped up in all of this oftentimes. But imagine what your relationship would be if the focus was on love, you being worthy of love, and the other person being worthy of your love, not because of what they have, not because of what they do, not because of what they look like, none of that. Just what if you loved simply because love is what you are? Love is what we need, right? I just remembered in saying that I was thinking about this the other day, and I don't remember what I was watching. It's probably something that came up. Someone told me something about something in the news about someone doing something really hurtful towards another person. And when I heard the story, I remember thinking, I wonder what the person's history was. If the person was, you know, hurt in some way. A lot of times when we act out and we do horrible things, it's because we are, in fact, hurt. And a lot of times when people act out and do horrible things, it's because they don't love themselves, or they didn't feel loved by others. And I'm not saying that that's an excuse. I'm saying that when we think about it, look at how much we are affected by love or the lack of. Now, when you think about that, it makes me really think about the importance of loving ourselves, right? And as I was saying a few moments ago, when we have these expectations of what we need to be or who we need to be to feel worthy of love, we are in fact judging ourselves on some level. So imagine what it would be like if you really accepted who you were. If you loved who you were, you're proud of who you are. What if you felt and knew that you are already good enough? And what if you felt and knew that other people, regardless of where they're at in their life, are already good enough. What is good enough? I can't help but think about, too, like children and animals, because those seem to be what people love unconditionally, more easily. You know, like a parent will love their child, their baby unconditionally. People love their animals, and their animals love them back unconditionally. So where do these conditions that we place on love come from? What kind of conditions do you have in relation to love and relationships? Now, when you think about the conditions that you have, I will love somebody if, it says a lot about the way you love yourself. And this is so important because, again, the way that you love you is going to influence the way that you love other people. So when you can move into a space of releasing self-judgment and really accepting who you are and loving who you are and being proud of who you are able to love in that same capacity other people. And when you think about it, you know, we're all in these journeys that are about exploration and growth and learning. That's what this life is about. And so it's not like you're ever really going to be in a perfect position. I mean, there are times in life when we're in a better space than others, like that may be more comfortable than other spaces that we're in. But no matter where we are in life at any time, there are lessons that we are going through. We are learning and growing. But no matter what stage you're in, you are love, you deserve to be loved, and you can love. Think about it, I'm like, what would this world be like, really, if we all just loved unconditionally? Truly, in the true sense of the word, loved unconditionally, loved ourselves unconditionally, loved other people unconditionally. Can you imagine how amazing that would be? What type of environment that would be. The way that we would interact with each other, the way that we would exchange, the way that we would celebrate each other, right? So what's interesting is when we do have these conditions and we have these stories, we do tend to push people away. And a lot of times we're doing it because we're trying to figure out how to handle things on our own. And again, you know, you are worthy of being loved and supported no matter where you are in life. And what's interesting is that it's kind of like we've conditioned ourselves away from our natural being of being communal and being tribal. You know, we are really designed to help each other and to be a part of community and to support each other and to love and nurture each other unconditionally. We are designed for that. And that is why we are so, you know, troubled and hurt when there is a lack of love in our life, whether it's a lack of loving ourselves or feeling a lack of love outside of ourselves. Now, because this is Reiki Radio, I do want to point out on an energetic level, I do believe that when we learn to love ourselves and we are accepting of who we are and we nurture who we are, we generate and radiate out this love that invites the same type of love back into our space. Right? And when we're in a place of criticizing ourselves and doubting ourselves and, you know, judging ourselves, we're also radiating that out. But then we're projecting that out and really not attracting back in nurturing and loving energy. So I say that to say you play a huge role in the energy that surrounds you. You play a huge role in the love that you allow into your space. And it begins with how well you love you. And you've heard me say this on many shows before. A lot of times when we have a hard time accepting who we are or where we are in our lives, there is some forgiveness that needs to occur. And it's not always about forgiving another person. It, 9 times out of 10, it starts with forgiving yourself on some level. And when we can identify what it is that we are holding on to energetically, we can choose what we want to heal, what we want to transform, what we want to release in order to move forward. We can choose what we want to forgive. And it'll shift our perspective in a way that we can see like, oh, it's no big deal. I'm human. I'm learning. I'm growing. This is all part of the human experience. And you know what? Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone has a hard time. Everyone falls down. Everyone goes through whatever we go through in our own way. It's part of our own lessons. But again, beneath it all, you are worthy of love. It is absolutely what you are. It's what we do. You know, it's really one of the most rewarding things for me personally in doing this energy work and sharing with people and being able to teach people Reiki and other techniques within the realm of metaphysical science. I have learned so much about myself, and I have become more comfortable with the idea of love in general. And I realized how much I wasn't loving myself at some point. And I've done a lot of work on, you know, what I've needed to heal and forgive and this and that. And what I've found is that I genuinely love people. Like, even people I don't know well, I love them. I do. And I have a respect for them. And I care about them. And it's because I now love and respect and care about me. And think about this. How many times have you watched something on TV and you've seen something that may have been, you know, sad or disturbing? Something happened to another person that was not the best situation. And it affects you. And you maybe you cry because of you see something happens to another person. Or you really feel for them. You want to jump through the television and help someone. Even when it's not real. Even when it's acting and it's scripted. And even though you know it's scripted, you still have a response of feeling the person's pain or hurt. It's because we are wired that way. We are connected. We are designed to feel each other, to love each other, to nurture and support each other. We are in constant communication with each other energetically. We are connected. So I want you to consider all of that today. And the main reason I wanted to do today's show was not only to remind you that you are worthy of love, but really to take a moment to look at how you are loving yourself and really to take some time to realize how you may be judging yourself or judging others and how that has an effect on your relationships and how it affects you allowing people into your space or affects you loving others or allowing others to love you. In all of these shows and with everything that I do, I want to share with you what I have learned along the way. And one of the most important things I've learned is how much control we have of our own lives and how much control we have of our own energy. and how we can transform and shift our own energy. It's amazing. When you really start to understand what you are and who you are, it changes your life and the way that you live your life. But there is nothing more powerful than what your life becomes and who you become when you truly love who you are. And when you have this respect and love for all living things. So I hope that this information got you thinking today. Today was a little more serious than some of our episodes, but I really want to get you thinking. I want you to feel loved and know that you are loved and know that you are worthy of love at all times. And, you know, on Reiki Radio, the information that we share is all about us growing and healing and, you know, becoming the best versions of ourselves. We are evolving. So that's it for today. We're almost out of time. We only have about 3 minutes left. I do want to remind all of you, of course, join me next week. Next week is the last show of the month, and we're going to be talking about the past life purpose. You know, a lot of people want to know nowadays what they were in a past life or what they did in a past life. And there's actually, it can be useful to know some of that information. So we're going to talk more about that next week. And again, for those of you, if you do want to join us for the Oracle card class, be sure to go to yuchi.com. That's yewchi.com. You can register for that today. It is an 8-week course, and you will get more information once you register and you've paid for your class. You'll automatically receive another email that gives you more detail about the class and access to the private student page. And of course, for anyone listening, if you ever have any questions about anything, you can feel free to email me. Again, you can contact me through my website, which is yewchi.com. That's yewchi.com. And I really do love hearing from each and every one of you. And I hope that you're having a beautiful Wednesday. I will see you next week. Have a great weekend. And remember to always journey in love.